Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
It is a wet Wick Wednesday, Woman Crush Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve.
Yep.
Getting ready for the big day. We got a lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. Big, big show. Before we give you the rundown real quick, we have a digital copy of Regretting You if you want it. First two or three people right now, your first and last name and your email. Let's go, 302-858-5117. And Jess, you got the deets.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. Regretting You, when life pulls you down, love lifts you up. You can watch Regretting You, the movie, on digital now.
Yes, again, first two or three people right now, first and last name and email, and we will hook you up. All right, big show this morning. We told you about it last hour. At 7:30, we have the head coach of Indian River Varsity Football checking in, Philip Townsend. Mm-hmm. All right, looking forward to talking to him. He's awesome. Going to be on the hotline as the Indians head to the 2A state championship coming up this Saturday.
So exciting.
All right, so shout out to Indian River. At 8:20, right after that coffee mix, up until 9 o'clock, from 8 to 9, we have head coach of Seaford High School varsity football, Glenn Phillips Jr., to talk about their win against McKean, and they're going to be heading to the state championship in the DIAA Class 1A finals.
Yes.
So looking forward to talking to him in the 8 o'clock hour. And in the 9 o'clock hour, we have head football coach of Y High, Matt McMurdo. He's going to be in studio talking about Wicomico High School, headed to the Maryland 2A state semifinals to play Huntington this Friday at 6.
That is awesome.
So we have all the big wigs coming in this morning. Looking forward to it. And, of course, Philip Townsend from IR on the hotline at 7:30. So looking forward to that. Now, because we have all that going on, we're going to move a couple things around.
That's fine.
You know, so let's get into the Bill and Jessica audio vault. Tons of audio that we have here. Things that people were talking about this morning. Is cooking for Thanksgiving maybe not your thing? Well, there's a lot of places to nab the entire meal. And one, the lowest price of all.
Walmart has a Thanksgiving meal. So does Amazon, Aldi, and Kroger. But the deals don't end there. Introducing the Dollar General Thanksgiving meal. All your favorites in one package. Turkey.
Four thin slices.
Stovetop stuffing.
Expired in 2022.
Cranberry sauce.
In a can from a survival kit.
A fork.
Plastic.
A plate.
Paper.
A napkin.
Tissue.
And as a treat for the kids, an action figure from Ghostbusters.
From that all-female one released in 2016.
The Dollar General Thanksgiving meal. You already hate your family. Why not give them a reason to hate you?
My gosh.
What's wrong with that, right?
That's funny.
Also, you know, Thanksgiving is for gathering around the table with family and for the kids to sit at the mini table off to the side and just observe what's going on.
Now, an ordinary kid on Thanksgiving.
Big whoop, it's dinner. Calm down, everybody. I'm sitting here watching these wrinkly types argue and eat himself into a diabetic coma. And the only thing higher than everyone's cholesterol is my Uncle Tyler, who at last count had thrown back 11 deviled eggs. Gross. I'm over here stuck trying to explain Roblox to Uncle Dickie, who still plays Tetris on his flip phone. Seriously? And then there's the endless drama. Like last year when Papa wore his red hat, Mom was like, no Hannity at the table. Papa's not coming this year. Oh, not because of the red hat. He died. So let's get through America's cheat day without any serious injuries and bring on what really matters. Christmas! To you and your family, happy Thanksgiving, I guess.
This has been an ordinary kid on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so there you go. And I love the nostalgia stuff. Yes, who doesn't love an old-fashioned Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving at home. There's Aunt Ruthie with her old lady smell, welcoming everyone who walks in the door by kissing them on both sides of the cheek.
Mm, come here.
And here's Grandpa Johnny, pouring an extra shot of bourbon in his eggnog. Get ready for more stories of how much harder he had it when he was a kid.
My school was made out of cardboard.
Uh-oh. Grandma's teeth fell out in mid-sentence and landed in the cranberry sauce. And there's Dad trying out the new electric knife on the turkey.
Oh! I think I lost the tip.
Oops. Looks like he needs to go to the emergency room to get that finger reattached.
I'm getting lightheaded.
Yeah, there you go. Good old-fashioned Thanksgiving. And, of course, we played this earlier. This video is going viral on TikTok.
Now I'm young, hydra, glycera. From these pumpkin pies.
this is so bad that it's good.
One bite of you, I can't deny your love.
Pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I feel my nausea, baby's beginning to rise.
Oh, yeah. Another viral video going around. This guy's YouTube shorts gone viral for his impressions of people in front of you at the store when you're in a hurry.
What do you mean you don't take checks no more? It's currency, ain't it? Yeah, I didn't bag up any of this produce, and I don't remember what they are. Ah, crap. Hold on. I got to run back and grab soup. I forgot soup. No, this coupon's good. You better take that 19 cents off. How come you guys don't sell beans no more? So I just make a Kroger account or what? What email should I use? I don't know. You don't need to see my ID. I'm 47 years old, and if you don't believe that, you can take that Evan Williams whiskey, shove it right up your...
Yeah, that was the guy in front of you at the store when you're in a hurry. Some other news going on in the audio vault. Should you get rid of your bed and start sleeping on the floor? Well, Japanese-style floor futons are getting real trendy. Here's an influencer. Her name's Natasha, talking about switching over from sleeping on the bed to sleeping on the floor.
When I slept on it the first few nights, I was like, this is not working. Why am I so sore? People are like, oh yeah, if you're used to a soft mattress, it's gonna be like that the first few nights, but you have to just hang in there and then it's gonna be splendid. And then by the fourth day, I woke up and I was like so refreshed. By like 2 weeks in, I didn't have any more back pain.
A lot of Eastern cultures and even African cultures sleep on the floor. Your spine has some curves to it. If you are in a flush bed where you're sinking in, you tend to push down on this part of the spine, and then you kind of bend that curve out of shape. And that may explain why you may wake up with pain down the leg or stiffness in the back.
Floor futons.
Oh, okay.
There you go, Jess. Okay. Might be a thing.
Yeah, okay, Bill.
Come on, Jess. You can try it.
Not yet.
No?
Not yet.
Yesterday, it was a tradition. President Trump pardoned two turkeys named Waddle and Gobble.
Okay.
One ended up getting a pretty good laugh from the crowd, too. Here's some audio.
Today, we continue a time-honored American tradition. Well, that's a well-trained turkey. See how happy he is? In a few moments, I will grant a full, absolute, and unconditional presidential pardon to two handsome Thanksgiving turkeys, and this is their lucky day. This is a lucky day for them.
So does that mean, like, when, you know, the president pardons the turkeys, does that mean, like, they don't get eaten tomorrow?
Right.
So they survive another year.
Yes, they're pardoned.
Yeah, at least for a year. Next year they'll be gobbled up.
On the chopping block.
Yes. Two strangers in Arizona are spending their 10th Thanksgiving together. 68-year-old Wanda Dench thought she was texting her grandson in 2016, but she accidentally texted a random guy, Jamal Hinton, who was 17 at the time. Green Giant jumped in to sponsor their Thanksgiving this year. Here's Wanda and Jamal talking about their 10 years of Thanksgiving together.
I was sending a text to my grandsons, inviting them for Thanksgiving, and I didn't know at the time that one of my grandsons had changed his phone number.
It's like having a mentor in a way. A mentor, best friend, a grandma, like all in one bucket. I call, Wanda picks up. So I just hope that we are there as long as we can be for each other, having each other's back through the path of life.
Wow.
It's a beautiful story. I followed them.
Oh, do you?
Every single year.
Really?
Yeah, and they're still together. They still do it.
Wow.
Yeah, she texted the wrong number, and he sent a funny text back the very first time and was like, yes, what time's dinner, you know? And they were LOLing, and it really turned into a friendship.
Man, that's something.
Yep.
And they've been doing it ever since.
Ever since.
A DoorDash driver was pulled over for an alleged DUI in Florida while making a delivery. Officers then complete the DoorDash delivery to get the customer their food. And we've heard about stories like this before. The cops finish the delivery for them so that people get their food.
Yes.
Here's the body cam recording of the DoorDasher getting pulled over, the officer, and all the things.
Get out. Get out of the car.
Yeah.
DoorDash? Okay. The address that he had on his DoorDash, on his GPS, is that where he was going?
That's where I had the orders. Yeah, I don't deliver it.
We were lucky to have officers that had a little bit of extra time on their hands. They're willing to go above and beyond. Obviously, you wouldn't want anybody to go hungry, miss out on their DoorDash. We always strive for a high level of service, and I think in this case, we were able to deliver on that.
Hey, look, bad news and good news. The bad news is the DoorDash driver was arrested for DUI, but the good news is the police They went ahead and they did their food order. Yes. People are still talking about the ridiculous story of Kate Beckinsale that she told on Kimmel the other night. She was talking about her adult daughter's boyfriend when she shocked Jimmy and everyone else with what the boyfriend is capable of.
He laid 2 eggs in a week.
What does that mean, he's laid 2 eggs in a week?
Well, he said, I've laid an egg, but it had a shell and a yolk.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
An egg came out of his body?
Yes. I mean, he went to the bathroom and then was very surprised to find that he had laid an egg. He was like, it's got a full shell, it's got a yolk, and, you know...
What?
It's the size of a bird. Well, he crushed it. Yes, he crushed it to see what was inside. A yolk was inside. Like a hard-boiled one, too. So it kind of cooked inside him.
Well, and, that would make sense, yeah.
You know, and I said to him, is this some kind of attention-seeking? Are you putting eggs up your bottom?
It's a fair question, but are you putting eggs up your bottom?
I think it's quite hard to put an egg up your bottom and then get it out whole without injuring the egg. I mean, I think that's a skill. Yeah.
You could be on America's Got Talent with a skill like that.
What?
Why are you putting eggs up your bottom? Why are you putting eggs up your bottom?
Wait a minute. But as we're listening to this, Bill, your face.
Yeah, I'm like trying to, you know, because I was trying to like picture like an egg coming out of the.
Then you said, yeah. Wait, like, what am I listening to? Yeah. What is she saying?
Like if you squeeze the, like, would it crack the, but would it cut you? Yeah, I don't know about all that.
I'm very confused.
Yeah. Good news this morning. A guy in Utah covered his truck in Christmas lights for a good cause. He does it every year to help raise money and awareness for men's mental health, a charity called I Love You Bro Project. Here's the I Love You Bro volunteer, Reed Taylor, talking about his truck.
You just get to watch people come and see the lights like, this is kind of weird. What is this? See the sign and hopefully, you know, they'll either reach out, you know, check out one of the support groups, come and just see what it is all about, because we keep silent.
Yeah, man, mental health is definitely real. And a 51-year-old cancer survivor from Chicago just checked something pretty cool off his bucket list this month. He went to every major sports stadium in North America. His last stop was the New York Islanders game on Saturday, and this is fitting. They happened to be doing a promo that night called Hockey Fights Cancer. Yeah, here he is talking about the journey.
I'm officially a member of Club 124, having attended an active live game in all 124 stadiums and arenas in the 4 major sports leagues of North America, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NFL. For me, it was something coming out of post-cancer. I wanted to have a better life than I did. I was very stressed out always. I was very type A. I was very just on the go. I wanted to have more experiences in life coming out of cancer.
Wow. Yeah, cancer survivor hits North America's 124 stadiums. Final stop on Long Island.
Wow.